Welcome to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, the place for you to break free from the norm and celebrate your life, because what we believe in our hearts becomes our reality. This is Magical Moments with Elena Chapman.
Welcome to Magical Moments for that incredible ease and betterment in your life. Today is Ask Elena. I wanted to let you know right off, and I'll tell you what, we have a heck of a lot of questions on the isolation of this coronavirus. I think the stuff is hitting the fan. I can't say the true meaning, true quote there, but it is. All right, but first, I want to have a magical nugget for you. And number one, I think this might help you a little bit. You know, I work from home anyway, except for doing the radio show in the station. Now I'm doing that at home. Plus, I'm doing all these webinars and things at home, and everything has gone virtual, right? All right, so I'm doing this all at home, but I also have 3 boys, 2 dogs, and a cat. And have you ever tried recording when the house is filled with all of that? I mean, if a squirrel moves, the dogs bark. And I couldn't get over one time I was on an interview, and right there outside the window was this bird that just decided to perch right there and start chirping. I thought, seriously, right now? Universe, what are you saying to me? But I cured all of that. But then, you know, I noticed something. I got, because I was so wanting it to be quiet on these recordings, or when I was trying to get something done with clients or whatever, that I was pushing away everyone. Now, the boys, they're busy doing their own thing, but my dogs, and I know you think, oh, Elena, but they're dogs. No, these are my dogs. We're a family, all of us. And I noticed I was pushing away the dogs. No, not right now. Mommy's busy. Bye-bye. Go, go, go. And I push them away. And I stopped to think. I thought, oh, my gosh. Luckily, I never did that to my kids, but still, why am I doing that now? I love them. And, you know, they bring me so much joy. Their unconditional love. They're always happy when I'm there. And here I am pushing them away just because I have to do a recording or I have to talk to someone. How many times do we get so caught up in our thoughts and in what we're doing, and it's usually work-related some way, and we push away the ones we love or the things that bring us joy, thinking, oh, they'll be there when I'm done. Thing is, they're not always there when you're done. And here today, gone tomorrow, magical nugget. But it is stating that sometimes I start, when I contemplated on this, it stated to me that this really is something that's important. Why do we push away the things we love just to get things done because we're in this line? Don't we understand that everything we do is for what we love or the happiness we want to have in our life? And yet we keep saying, well, wait until I'm done. Wait, I'm not ready. Wait. How long are you going to say that? How long? Especially in this time. So I'll tell you how I remedied it, if you care. Because I thought, I don't like this at all. So I thought, all right, what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to make a little place that they can lay. And I'm going to train them. So we had a little training, and I had a little bed, well, actually a big giant bed for my big red dog. And then my little white dog, he's about 25 pounds, he would sit behind me in the chair. Now, granted, that is not the most comfortable position for me, but I do love to just reach around and pet him when I'm talking on the recording. And I taught them that when something moved outside, if I heard a little growl, I'd say, just have to put up my little finger and say, no, shake it back and forth. Then they would stop. Cool, huh? So now I get to pet them. I get to love them. I get to feel that love back. And I don't have to give up anything while I'm working really hard. I also make sure that I have lots of breaks for my boys, and I always make sure that we always have time together. And I don't let anything interrupt those times together. I've decided that this is important. I am not going to allow the happiness, the joy, and the love to be put aside because mommy has to be organized and work. And if you're doing it in that area of our lives, and I had to look at this for myself, where else am I doing this? Aha, that's next week's magical nugget. So let's get on to this Ask Elena. This is big, guys. You know, we're going on quite a few weeks of isolation. And I look at the social media and I listen a little bit to the TV. I try not to listen to all this stuff, but it's everywhere. And I just can't get over how much drama there is in the world right now. Here's the first question. And I think you might, somebody might resonate with this out there. In fact, all three questions. There's one on anxiety that they're feeling right now. There's one on, let me see here. I'm looking through my questions. Yep. How do you keep your purpose? There's a lot of stuff on here. We're going to cover them all today. Don't miss this because I know that one is going to hit you. This one I like very much. Well, I like them all. I love your questions. I have such an intelligent, really right on audience. When you ask questions, it's just like, wow, you always have to make me think. I love it. All right. So, Elena, I tend to be a highly organized person and structured. So when we were isolated for coronavirus, I made out a schedule immediately. My work transferred to home. So for the first 3 weeks, I did really well. The schedule kept my life running smoothly, and I was highly productive. But as this isolation went on, I found myself floundering, looking and wasting time, looking at what I bet she's talking about. Oh, here it is. I was looking on social media, movies, and I was also snacking. I could not get myself to sit and work. I would pace, always looking for something, not sure what. What is going on? Also, my sleep isn't good anymore. Okay, and she ends saying, thank you, Elena. All right, my dear. Yes. I mean, you know, we have been in isolation longer than any of us care to mention. And I'd like to add, I would love to say that I'm highly organized, but actually I am highly organized in my own way because I have to be structured. And sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. It depends on my mood, when I want to be. But this is the thing. I always have to get out of the house. Ever since I was a little girl, I cannot stay in the house. My mother used to say, can you not stay home? And I looked at her and I said, no, I can't. It's not that I don't love my home, but I can't just stay here, no matter how much I have to do. I don't know what it is. I want something outside there. The world's too vast, too much cool stuff. I want to be a part. Even if I'm not socializing, it's just feeling the sky. I love to drive, you know, that kind of thing. So, all right. Now, here you are. I applaud you for transferring to home with so much ease, your work and your life. But we've been going on for some time. And I notice you say you're starting to watch a lot of social media and everything else. Okay. All right. Now, first of all, there's an anxiousness just coming into the air because we've been at home for so long. And, you know, we're wondering what is going on. We're starting to get stir crazy. And on top of that, if you're listening to, and I started to listen to, some of the social media, the news, not even the news, just listening to people's conversations. You don't even have to turn up the conspiracy theories are out there like full force. And it's everything. They're just blooming. The news, our president, everybody seems to be giving these reports that are drastic and not drastic and this, and it's back and forth, and we don't really know. We're getting tested, we're not getting tested. We're doing well, we're not doing well. We want to open, but we're not doing well. Open the businesses, I mean. There's just so much tension. That's what it is. Drama and tension in this. And it puts us into a fight or flight. Okay? That's a real thing. Fight or flight. It was our survival. Fight or flight. And what that means is it puts the butterflies in our tummy. We start to get nervous. We want to pace around. We're like, what in the hell's missing? Excuse my language. What is going on? What is this feeling I'm feeling? As stuff, the chemicals start to pour down into our system that shuts off some of our organs, starts to get us revved up because we might have to flight or we might have to just hide. But everything is a fight or flight, okay? Now, that causes us in our mind to start buzzing. It starts our mind to start thinking, what is wrong? What is wrong? I can't do this anymore. What's the world going to be? And it might be in the back of our mind, but it's showing itself on the outside. That's why you're not sleeping at night. Your mind's still buzzing with all this. There's a lot of uncertainty in the world right now. So let's just breathe. Everything will turn out fine. And everything will turn out the way it's supposed to. What we have to do is we have to get ourselves ready for the life when it starts opening up again. But how to keep this wonderful calm while you're in your home? All right, first of all, turn off that social media. You're going to hear me say that a few times. Turn it off. Check it real quick. Say hello to friends and get the heck off. News, turn it off. You're not going to find out anything anyway, really, to tell you the truth. Don't deal with all the stuff that is all about this virus. And when people start talking about it, say, I know it's horrid. What else is going on in your life? Are you reading any good books? Or what movies have you watched? Or, hey, let's have some fun. Let's get on a Zoom cocktail party or something. Or coffee in the morning like we used to do at the coffee shops. Let's get our friends together and do that. Bring this topic over to the good stuff. Start building relationships that are stronger with your friends. You can do that now. Make a challenge. You can even, if you love the social media, you can do a challenge on Facebook with your friends. You know, a wake up and work out party all together. You know, do the things that bring you joy. Right now is a great time to do gardening. Well, if our weather would cooperate. I don't know, maybe you have better weather than I am right here. We had a few good days and now it's rain, rain, cold, cold. I'm dying to get out there with my garden. I want to do an herb garden right now. That's how I'm using this time. Some of the fun that way. It's time for us to start thinking, you know, I'm going to make the joy in my life. I'm going to create the joy in my life and down the stress. Don't worry. Things are going to happen that are going to be meant to be. And I think when we need to stand and say, wait, this isn't turning out right, we'll have the strength if we have built ourselves the happiness and the joy and kept strong. But the worry, the doubt will turn into panic. And if you're not sleeping right, it's already starting to eat at you. Okay? And it's time to say, all right, wait, I'm not keeping myself strong here. That's the other thing. Incorporate exercise into your day. You've got some energy in there that just needs to be worked through. Yoga, dance, running, anything that kind of gets that body, that you got to get that body moving. Weights are good, but it's the aerobic. You got to get the energy, the flow of the energy, the chakras, everything cleaned out and moved, the lymph nodes, everything. Because it's stored energy inside of you and it's nervous energy. It's time to get yourself strong. And then you'll find, after you exercise or after you have that wonderful time with your friends or after you picked up a book that's inspiring and wonderful, you know, that's the other thing. Get outside. I know. Ooh, I can't believe I said that. But I think when we're in our cars, we are not talking to anyone. This morning I took some tea from home and I just got in the car and I drove to a little nature preserve that I love. And I brought my gratitude pad and I brought a book that I'm reading that I just love. That is a spiritual book. And I sat there and I did my contemplation. I did my gratitude. I did my morning connection. I did my meditation. And then I looked at my schedule and I thought about who do I want to be during this day? Meanwhile, I see geese flying overhead and a blue heron. I got to say hello to all the trees around me, you know, and I didn't even have to get out of my car, which we're not supposed to, I guess. And I just rolled down my windows and listened and did my thing. And it felt awesome. We need to do the things to keep ourselves healthy during this time. And I'm talking about mentally and emotionally and spiritually and also body. Cut up some snacks that are, you know, crunch. I love crunch, so crunchy, but not high calorie. Start to plan. Use that wonderful, organized, structured person that you are to start building things in a different way. The old way of doing things obviously is not going to sustain you during this time. So you've got to start looking at a new way of being. And you know what? It can sound scary or it could sound absolutely fun to start creating. You know, cut up some... You like to snack, so cut up some celery and carrots and whatever and have them waiting for you, or a little granola mix. Start to have healthier choices in the house, and then you won't feel so bad about snacking. If you incorporate these things and start to build your day around that and the work, you'll be moving the energy. You'll be opening your mind to good things instead of not good things. You'll find that your focus starts to come back. And for heaven's sakes, if you need to get out of the house, get in your car and go. Or if you can walk around, wear a mask. If you're allowed to walk around outside, wear a mask and go. Don't put yourself in any worse circumstance than it already is. Okay, so these are ways to start to, you got to move the energy. You got to move the energy inside yourself. I hope this helps. It is. It's creating a new norm for yourself. And, you know, it might be a good idea for you to go on soulmanifesto.com and join the Green Terra discussion group. Number one, the people are really fun. And we always have something exciting happen. But I'll tell you, it helps to have people to bounce ideas off of. And I always try to bring up really good topics that pertain to now. And we're going to be talking about the new norm this Thursday night at 7:00. If you're interested, go and register and you will get a sign up. Okay? And I hope this helps. Yep, we are in a new norm, folks. We are in a new norm. And then once we get back into life, it'll be another new norm. I think we really have to make ourselves strong, just strong and feeling good, you know, and healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. And it really is up to us. Okay, here's another one. Magical moments, it starts out. I live alone. I consider myself more learned in self-knowledge and was fine until this week. This does seem like the week, doesn't it, folks? I have done the meditation, gaining knowledge, listening to the podcast like yours. And by the way, great stuff. Thank you very much to whoever this is. Don't have a lot of local friends. But now I really have to say I am lonely beyond belief. And I am sick of staying home. Wow. Yeah, I get it. I get it. And is for those who live alone, it is hard. I don't live alone. I do have my boys. But you know what? Everybody is so busy. Sometimes it does feel like I'm alone. Everybody's doing their school courses, and except for the dogs. But I feel alone. And that is one thing. You know, it might be very cool to have a wonderful pet in the house. But I always feel it's never a good time when you absolutely need something, like it's filling a need in you. That's not a good time to get something like a pet or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It has to come when you're feeling good and you want to share love. And then it's sustainable. Sometimes when the need isn't there anymore, then you don't want it. So I don't know. I'm kind of going both ways, but it is nice to have pets. I have to say, I love, love, love my pets, and it helps with the loneliness. But there are other ways, and you can only do so much self-inspection or introspection. You know, you can only do so much of just being. You can only do so much of learning spiritually. You have to get out of the box sometimes, you know, and start. I guess when I do that, because I can't constantly stay in one area of self-learning and spiritually. I mean, I do a lot of study and I love it and it's fun. But sometimes, you know, gosh, I love to just get out a book and start gardening. Or this is kind of funny. So I decided we were making a dinner for the weekend. And I decided I always try to experiment with something new. And you know, this is kind of fun too. So I made this bread from scratch. I was watching this person on YouTube. All right. And she said, oh, this is so easy. No need. Add some water. La, la, la. Yeah, right. And so she looked so happy doing it. I thought, oh, I can do this piece of cake. So I did it. Oh my gosh. It looked awful. I started to laugh because I don't know. I have a weird sense of humor. I thought it was hysterical. To me, it's not the end of the world. It was an experiment, you know? And the boys came in and they all said, Mom, what is that? I said, well, that's our bread. Needless to say, we didn't eat it. I'm going to try it again, though. So what I'm trying to say is just try something different out of the ordinary for yourself. And that won't fix, well, that will. That will fix some of the loneliness because it'll get your interests going again. It'll be fun. Learn something new. Now, loneliness. Yes. What's some other things? You're not the only one who's lonely. You're not the only one who is lonely. So for this instance, get on Facebook. Put a post up there. Hey, guys, I am feeling lonely. They're your friends. Who wants to chat? Who wants to get on a live and chat or a Facebook Messenger or something? I don't know. Who wants to just chat? And I've seen posts like that. Well, why not? Why not? Especially if you don't know people around your own area. And there are so many lonely people out there right now. A lot of us live alone. So join them together. Again, you know, do something fun. Have something you do on 2 days a week or something all together. You have to be creative. All right? Loneliness. And also call people. Call old friends. Call people that you know might be lonely. If you have a neighbor that you know their number, if you have a neighborhood number you know, phone number list. Maybe if you know someone's lonely, that would be very nice. And, you know, I'm always amazed on how much I learn and grow when I connect with somebody who is older than myself, who has seen more. I've always been fascinated. Even when I was in high school, I loved doing that because I just love to learn from them. And they enjoy telling you. I love the stories of whatever was way back when, and I love to hear how they grew up, and I love to hear, I don't know, if you love that kind of thing, then that's what you should do. There are so many avenues now where you can find people to talk to that you don't have to be lonely. Okay? And yeah, it's ideal. Maybe you'll even meet that love of your life on there. You don't know. But just kind of open yourself up to saying, okay, instead of me feeling lonely, I'm really big with sitting down, getting yourself relaxed, getting your favorite thing, like a hot cup of tea or even a glass of wine, whatever. Sit in the chair, light a few candles, have that pad of paper, sit down and think, put at the top, okay, ways I can form a happy, unlonely life. And then just start listing them and list the very far out ones and list the ones that aren't. Tickle your imagination. Tickle the imagination. That's what you're doing. And before you know it, you'll come up with at least three good ways to start to conquer this loneliness you feel. Three good ways to connect and three good ways of starting to get into something that is kind of cool and interests you and helps to get you out of the funk. I hope that helps. And really, both of you who have offered this wonderful, wonderful things about this coronavirus for me to be able to answer. These questions are awesome. Your questions, folks, are so important because for every one question I get, there is about, oh gosh, I would say 100 to maybe thousands of people who are feeling the exact same way. So your questions are extremely important, and I would love to have more of them. All right, so you are listening to Magical Moments. I'm your host, Elena Chapman. We've got a really big question coming up, and I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to want to hear this. And I know a lot of people suffer from this. This has been one heck of a week. We will be right back.
You're listening to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, helping you find your inner purpose. Learn more online at soulmanifesto.com.
Welcome back to Magical Moments. I'm your host, Elena Chapman. This is an Ask Elena show, and your questions are all flooding in about coronavirus isolation. So this is called Isolation Show. Well, all right, so we have another question, and I know a lot of people suffer from this, and this is no laughing matter, actually. This is a problem. I think if we, you know, if the corona is a pandemic, this is an epidemic, and it is anxiety. And people who are not just feeling, you know, they not only are they not organized, you know, they're not having that problem and the loneliness, but they're truly in a state of ultra fear. And it is really, anxiety can accumulate into your heart. It can speed up your heart. You can get adrenal fatigue where it's shooting off those chemicals whenever it wants because it's so used to doing it because you are always in anxiety and everything starts to go haywire in your system. And you wake up in the middle of the night. I've seen people wake up in the middle of the night and my gosh, their heart is pounding so high they have to go to the hospital. And it is adrenal fatigue caused by anxiety. Very scary. I've seen other people suddenly break out in hives just because of anxiety. It's serious. So let's talk. I gave you a hint what this question was. Elena, I have so much anxiety with the virus. What are some things I can do to alleviate the anxiousness? That's very straightforward. She's crying for help. And how many of us are? All right, anxiety. Anxiety. Ah, anxiety is a feeling of loss of control. Anxiety is a feeling of being caged. Anxiety is a feeling of not understanding what to do. So in this climate that we have right now, where nothing is definite, where we have so much going on out there, so many conflicting ideas, there's nothing that you can grab onto and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, because you don't even know what to do. You wear a mask. One day you see everybody's supposed to stay 6 feet apart. Then the next day you see everybody gathered going into the store and half of them aren't wearing masks. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, is this in or is this not? You think, you know, there's just too many things that are not consistent that you can definitely say, this is what I need to do. All right. And that makes you feel like there is uncertainty. And that's what makes you feel like you do not have control. All right. So here we are. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? We got to go on a strict meaning of turn off the noise. Turn off the noise. You've got to do that first. I had to do this with my mother. My mother, I didn't realize this. She's had terrible anxiety her whole life. My dad hid it from us. I never knew she had anxiety until he died and said, Elena, you need to watch over your mother. Little did I know. So my mom has a lot of anxiety and she has gotten better. It's really funny. I'm not to make a joke of what you're doing, but there has to be some lightness to everything. And I remember one day I said, Mom, so how are you doing with all this? And she said, well, today I'm not going to worry, but tomorrow I am. I thought, well, we're moving in the right direction at least. Excuse me. So anyway, anxiety. All right, you got to turn off the noise. You have to turn off the social media. Because there's too much on there. I see it. You know, I do my posts and I look and oh my gosh, I think if I have one more person telling me a conspiracy theory, I think I'm going to scream. Or if I have another person telling me how this all is our liberties to being taken away. Well, all right. Yeah, it's time for us to pull together. We got to pull together to stop this. And if this is what we need to do, then we'll do it. We're strong, darn it. We can do this. And why not? Why not? If it means saving a person, if it means saving a child, if it means saving an older person, if it means just saving people, why in the heck wouldn't we do it? So turn off the social media. Make up your mind. You know it's out there. Okay? So, what do you want to do about it? Start gaining control now. Start gaining control. The more control that you can gain in the situation, the more the anxiety will subside. Okay, that's number one. Well, two things. Turn off the noise and start gaining control. So make a list. Okay, I'll wear a mask when I go out. I will connect. I'll do all my shopping at once. Get control over that. So I'll wear gloves. I'll have my hand sanitizer, whatever it is. You don't have to go overboard, okay? But how can I grab control in this situation? All right, there. We got taking care of the disease. Now, how do I want to take care of my life inside? And I answered a lot of that in the other question. You know, move your energy. Move the energy out. And when you start to feel that anxiety start to creep in your mind, you start getting that monkey mind, start to move. Put on the music and dance. If you have a pet, touch them. Connect. Have a friend, call them. Break the energy. Clap, clap, just clap. Break up the energy. Don't let it go there. Okay? and just say, nope, I'm not, I'm going to call a friend and we're not going to talk about this. We're going to talk about something else. And get your mind out of where you do not have control. Get it into where you do have control. The world is going to continue. All right? The world will continue. And you will have a life. You have a life now. You will have a life outside the home soon. You will. This is not forever. So we've got turn off the noise, break up the energy. All right? Get control of what you can control. That's a wonderful thing someone taught me. When I opened my eyes to the things I could control, I was amazed how much I could do. And I also was amazed by the ripple effect it caused. I didn't have to blame anything. I didn't have to worry about anything. I could take control of what I needed to take control of. Okay, all good things. Add happiness into your life, whatever it may be. Add happiness. A really good book. I think it's connecting with friends. You've got to connect with friends more and more. You got to get outside your head. And then another one, start practicing meditation. Elena, are you serious? I can't shut off the mind. Yes, I know. But it's time to start meditation. And my gosh, my dear, there are so many meditations out there. It's learning. It's learning. You know, okay, I'll give you this. Just get yourself comfortable in your chair, all right? Or on the floor of the mat. I like to lie down when I meditate, but other people like to sit up. They tell you to sit prone. Okay, well, that works too for a lot. I tend to lie down. So, but this is the thing I would like you to do. I would like you to just say to yourself, okay, all this worry, doubt, and fear, and all this anxiety, all this stuff, I'm going to put you over on this shelf just for 5 minutes. And you take your hand, you go in front of your face, because you're going to take everything from your mind. Grab that feeling, or if you feel it in your belly, take it from there. Take all that energy, put it in a basket on the top shelf, way over on the side, and say you stay there for 5 minutes. And if it starts to come out, clap and say, it's not time. Back you go, and you got to envision it. And don't do this when you're in a full-fledged anxiety attack. Train yourself first. And then when you're in your chair, you give yourself 5 minutes to breathe deep, concentrate on the breath, and then concentrate on the space between the breath, or ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Start to peel away at that. Who am I? And you'll start to discover a beautiful, beautiful higher self in there, your soul. Now, if that's hard, then YouTube has a ton of guided meditations. Try that. If you really have trouble, send another message to me and I'll get a journey ready for you. Okay? Journeys are fun. And they keep you very busy, but they also release you. They get you really deep. They get you to a destination, then they release you so then you can start discovering there. Okay? But by that time, the busy mind is gone. All right? But meditation is extremely important, especially for someone who has high anxiety. Starting to just it's not even quieting the mind. Starting to discover that there is more to you and more connection to this beautiful, beautiful universe, this divine beloved God is right there with you. And that's what meditation really gives you. And it all comes inside you. Now, these should help you. If you find that your anxiety is so incredibly heavy, then you need to look for a professional psychologist. But there are things you can do. And I'll tell you, if you get good at the meditating, or every time you start to feel it go. You know the feeling. You know the feeling of when the anxiety started to go. When you start to feel that, that's when you reach out to the friend. That's when you touch something live. That's when you break the energy and start to dance. Put on the music you really love and just start dancing. You know, I love it. What's a brand new day, YouTube. I love that song. I put that on in the morning in my car and I just bebop at every stop sign. Put on something really like that, something really up with really great words and dance. Have it ready, okay? You got to move the energy through your body. And you've got to come in contact with something live when that happens. And most of all, start to think to yourself now. All right, I can control these things. All right, so who do I want to be when I get out of here? How do I want to start my new world? You might like that group, Green Tarot group also. All of you might. Because we're going to be talking about that. It'll get you thinking in good ways. I think we need goodness right now. So why not start thinking of what we can do ourselves? We have so much power within us. We have so much power and we keep diluting it. We keep diluting it with outside chaos. There's no reason. You know, there's no reason. We are strong. We can do this. We can make a better world. We can make a better world in our world to start. That's what needs. And what do we want? What do we want? I always think of that song, that Acme song. You know, you get the Acme box. I forgot who did that. Group five something. And they, you get this Acme box, a world created for you. And just, what do you want? And we're at the point, guys. What do you want? What do you want the world to be for you? Were you so happy with the old norm? Really? I didn't hear that. I heard a lot of complaints in that old norm. So you have a chance. This is like, oh my gosh, I can write a new story. What do I want to write? Oh, but Elena, there's so many limitations. Oh, Elena, come on. You can't just build a world. Yes, you can. I've done it. I've done it 2 times, 3 times. Well, more times than I can count, actually. I have done it. You can write a new story anytime, any day, any minute. And now is the opportunity. So if you were not happy with something before in your life, this is the time to rewrite it. It doesn't need to be anymore. And if there was something that you loved in your life before and still now, then bring it forward with full bloom. Go for it all the way. No more hesitation. Build it. Make it come alive. But if you weren't happy, you got to decide, what do you want? And maybe you don't know. And is that okay? Oh, yeah. That's so okay. If you really don't know, that's okay. So what do? You do what we all need to do. Experiment. This life is about experimenting every day. You know what I do every morning when I get up, even in this corona? I ask myself, what exceptional thing do I want to do today? Sometimes I get very daring and I say, what impossible thing do I want to achieve today? You know, there is something to that. Law of attraction, all those law of attraction people out there. What is something that is, you know, just impossible that I can do today? And one of it, this is funny. I said, it didn't happen that day. However, it happened 2 days after. And I thought, okay, I want to get on a webinar with somebody I really admire. That's what I said. I want to get on a webinar with someone I really admire. And then you won't believe this, but this is how the law of attraction works. And then I let it go. I say, okay, universe, that's what I want. So let's see what happens. Let's do it. And meanwhile, I'm working. I'm going towards my goal. You know, I'm starting to connect with more people and la la, all that stuff. Then all of a sudden, in my messenger, in a group that I belong to, she says, there's an event organizer there. And she says, okay, who wants to be on the panel for this Les Brown? You know who Les Brown is. Les Brown's webinar. I jumped at that like a fish jumping out of water. I said, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. And I put right there, yes, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Tell me what I need to do. Give me your email. Let's get it in there. And so I got on a webinar with someone I really admire. Isn't that fantastic? And I got to bring my stuff forward. See, you guys, we have it within us. We just have to believe. And we have to know that this life is a giant, giant experiment. So what do you want to do? What do you want? This is the time. I mean, every day is the time, but this is so well planned time. I mean, really well planned. So what do you want? If you're out of a job, okay, you're out of a job. Now what do you want? How can you morph that into making money? Have you all heard about the law of compensation? I know we do the law of attraction all the time. We do the law of vibration all the time. We do the law. I know I do the law of perpetual transmutation, which are our thoughts all the time. But do we do the law of compensation? You want to develop a business on your own. Maybe you've been working and you're out of a job and you're kind of like just disillusioned with the security thing. I get it. All right. So how do we put this law of compensation? What is this law of compensation? Easy. The law of compensation states that first you have to have an idea that is your desire. All right. So what is your desire? That's what I'm saying. What do you want? Number two, what is your ability to make it happen? What is your ability to make it happen? I don't usually worry about that one too much. I mean, when I decided to write a book, did I know how to write a book? No. I was just journaling. But I knew I had a message. I knew I wanted to get that message out. I knew that message would help millions of others. What do you have inside you that would help people? Maybe if you were in the food service, what would help people right now? How can I continue what I was doing, but in a better way? And then three, this is the big one that everyone misses. What is it that I do that makes me irreplaceable? And are we irreplaceable? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I have had two times in my life where that was made extremely well known. And it blew my mind. We are not replaceable. So what is it in this new venture, this new experience you want to do that only you present? Makes you think, how can I make this unique? That's what it does. All right, my folks, this has been a wonderful Ask Elena. There is one question that I have sort of answered, and I do want to put it out there really quick. Elena, how do I easily incorporate purpose into my daily life right now? I just told you. I did. And I'll tell you what. What do you want? Write it down. Come and start writing down what you're going to need to make it start happening. Don't go elaborate. Make it basic. It'll always grow. Believe me, it'll always grow. But start the basics. How can I get started now? Who do I need to talk to right now? How can I get this emotion right now? Schedule yourself in on your day. Put it in your calendar for 2 to 3 hours for this whole week coming up. This is what I am going to do. I am going to call this person, this person, this person. Get this going. If I'm writing a book, this is when I'm going to write it. If I'm going to start a company, I'm going to start getting capital. Who can I talk to start getting capital? Start getting your, you can put that purpose in there. If it is a company, if it's purpose within yourself, same thing. What books am I going to read? Who knows what books I should read? You can always contact me. I can give you a punch. What should I do? to get myself learning and more awareness into my life. If I want to diet, same thing. It's always the same thing. Get yourself going, structure it, and start adding that purpose. It's even being a new person. You know what I mean? I want to be a happy person. For 2 hours today, I am going to do everything in my power to just bring in everything that I love and create happiness. And because it's only 2 hours and not a whole day, remember, I'm the girl that says baby steps. Nothing needs to be hard. Baby steps, and you can climb Mount Everest. So you accomplish that for 2 hours. It's not scary. It's not overwhelming. And I can do it. And then I can do it 3 hours. And then I can do it 4 hours. This is how to bring things into your life. You don't have to go wake up the next morning and say, I'm a totally different person. You don't need to do that. Do it for 2 hours. Spread it out. Bring that purpose in. It's just, what do you want? Isn't it great? You are listening to Magical Moments with all these magical nuggets. You guys asked really cool questions. But I can see that there's so many people hurting out there right now. And I'm hoping with my whole heart and my whole soul, I'm really hoping that all the things I said, you may find some solace and ease and betterment and actually get yourself activated in the right direction. And guys, the more we let the outside, it's not supposed to be that way. That's not how reality works. The outside doesn't make the inside. And if you're suffering from any kind of anything, it's because you're letting the outside create the inside of you. And that's not what we are. We are a soul with a body. Our soul is the creator. Our soul is the one connected to divine. It is the creator, not the outside. And that goes for the very worst of times and the very best of times. Who is it that I want to be? What kind of person? What kind of purpose? Who am I? And really, if you really, there's an exercise, you know, to even feel that soul when you have your doubts. Just close your eyes. Then when you open your eyes, start looking around the room and start to think, wow, who's really seeing? Isn't that incredible? You have the power. You have the power to conquer the loneliness. You have the power to conquer the anxiety. And if not, you get help for either one. Friends, neighbors, pets, moving the energy, new purpose, new fun experience. You have the power to create the world you want. You might find that you start to love being home. Am I there? I do love being home, but I do need my daily out. And because I know that about myself, it's not even that I have to talk to people, although I do like to talk to people. And I do. We have a few places that are open that I can get, like a soda. Shh, that's my little vice, a soda. Or a latte once in a blue moon. And I can get out there and I can just say hi to the clerk. Oh my gosh, a human being. Hello, hello. And then I feel good driving and just look at that. Vast. That's what I do. I look at the vast, beautiful sky ahead of me. There's something about the movement of the car and that incredible sky. I just see possibility and I just see infinite, pure infinite. And that gets me through everything. What gets you through everything? Find it. And don't let it go. That's what feeds your soul, darling. That's what feeds your soul. And for the woman who we're talking about purpose, what's important to you? Or the man, what's important to you? That's your purpose. Now start incorporating it into your life. It is just structuring that time then, but first you have to know what the purpose is. And it can be happiness. It can be love. It's up to you. And I know I mentioned it before, but go ahead, go to soulmanifesto.com and tap into that Green Tarot group. Right now, more than any time, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, it's fun. It is so fun. And you learn something and you grow and you actually get to talk to other people. All right? Stay connected to the divinity inside you. That's what's going to guide you. And stay connected to others through any way possible at this point. And stay connected always to Source, the Beloved, the Divine. Namaste.
This has been Magical Moments with Elena, featuring Elena Chapman. If you missed an episode, download it now on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, CastBox, Deezer, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. Learn more online at soulmanifesto.com.